A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk, Women's Roundtable. We are coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this Thursday, August the 17th, 2023. I am your host, Sithandekile Mhlanga. Tonight, we are discussing preparations for general elections scheduled for the 23rd of August, Wednesday, next week, with candidates from various political parties. The political parties say they are bracing for the elections that will pit President Emmerson Mnangagwa against Nelson Chamisa of the Citizens for Coalition for Change, among nine other candidates. From Harare, Zimbabwe's Columbus Mavunga has the story for VOA.
It is about a week away from Zimbabwe's August 23 general elections. Election campaigns are in full swing, aimed at youth who make up more than three quarters of Zimbabwe's population, voters like 24-year-old Bridget Mabanda.
We want things to change as youth. As you can see, we are suffering from Zimbabwe. We are suffering. Everything is upside down. We are in potholes. Our money is not stable. And even our education, you can see from the fees that we are paying. It's not affordable to us as compared to what our parents are earning. We want a better Zimbabwe. We want our future to be bright because of this person. I think when I'm going to vote, I'm going to vote wisely concerning this. I want a better Zimbabwe.
Bridget's generation has only ever known a Zimbabwe marred in economic crisis, sky-high inflation, and chronic unemployment. UNICEF estimates the unemployment rate among Zimbabwe's youth is at 35%, although official unemployment figures inside Zimbabwe are hard to come by. Some young people turn to Zimbabwe's growing informal economy for work.
The person I'm voting for, firstly, he must stop corruption. Then the hospitals should have medicines and get enough salaries. Police should do their job properly and the thieves get caught. In addition, the children should be well taken care of so they don't do drugs and they get employed easily, take care of their parents, and jobs should be created.
Zimbabwe is one of the highest inflation rates in the world, topping 175% last month, according to government statistics. President Mnangagwa has promised to revive the economy should he win a second term. His 10 election competitors for the presidency are trying to capitalize on what they see as a Zimbabwe spectacular economic meltdown during ZANU-PF's 43-year rule. Mnangagwa's main rival, 45-year-old Nelson Chamisa from the Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, appears to have tapped into the youth's frustrations. He has promised an end to corruption and economic decline. But some, like 35-year-old Justin Gwanzu, who fondly refer to the president by his initials ED, believes Mnangagwa deserves a second term.
ED Pfe Mdara, that's what we want. Industries to be revived and we start going to work so that we live a decent life. We want him to continue as president so that we work in companies and get payslips. 35 years and I do not know what a payslip is. I've never received one. He renovated the roads, we saw that, but we need companies. That's all we ask for.
Alexander Rusero, a politics professor at Africa University in Zimbabwe, says so far the run-up to next week's election has been peaceful compared to previous cycles.
Yes, we have witnessed skirmishes here and there by some enthusiastic ZANU-PF party supporters against the CCC, but this is not a coordinated and systematic approach as was the case in the past, coordinated at the highest level of the party. They are there to prove that they have departed from the estival script where the electoral period was actually a war zone.
As Zimbabweans count down to the second post-Mugabe era election. Voters on both sides of the political divide hope they will finally see stability and a return to prosperity in what was once one of Africa's wealthiest countries. From Harare in Zimbabwe, Columbus Mavunga for VOA Africa.
And meanwhile, 40 CCC members who were arrested in Harare on Tuesday, who include the party's candidate for Glenview South, Grandma Hakata, were today arraigned before the Harare Magistrates Court, accused of holding an illegal campaign roadshow in the city's Glenview suburb on Tuesday. Their bail hearing will be held tomorrow, Friday. Their lawyer, Kutsai Katsere, explains their plight.
The unfortunate thing is that the conditions in which they were detained are terrible. They've not been able to bathe. They've not been able to have access to proper ablution facilities. They've not been given any food by the state. At the same time, our clients have not eaten today as we are speaking whilst they are being brought to court. So we've put several complaints against the conduct of the police, and we believe that the conduct of the police in this case is simply deplorable.
And among the 40 arrested CCC members are 22 women, one with a 7-year-old child who was traumatized by the ordeal, as CCC activist Wangai Tome explains.
Pane vasunga vava, pane madzimai.
Pane madzimai anosvika 22, 16 ndo varume. Saka isu semadzimai tikutorwadzwa zvakare nekuti ikodzero dzemadzimai dziri kumbunyikidzwa. Ipapa pane umwe mudzimai ane mwana ane 7 years atova traumatized. Arikutoneseka, arikurota achiona mai vake vachibaiwa nebanga. Izvozvi zvatobva kwa Dr. Kusali Mugabe kwaabaiwa Jackson nekutobatsirwa atokanganisika psychologically.
That was CCC member Vongai Tome speaking to Studio 7 reporter Mlondolozi Ndlovu. And now let's hear what ZANU-PF spokesperson Christopher Mtswangwa says about allegations made by the Citizens Coalition for Change that the playing field is not even in the campaigns for the elections.
They are now much more interested in challenging the electoral process in Zimbabwe than in campaigning. We all know in Shona Mumba, if you read the market, if you were not organizing your people to vote for you for the past 5 years, don't expect miracles on voting day on next Thursday. So because you realize that there will be no miracles, you are now challenging the referee. The other team was busy preparing for the match. You were not preparing for the match. You were busy fighting at each other, making accusations and counter accusations. You are not ready. So rather than say to the crowd, I'm not ready, you now start pinpointing at the referee, ZEC, the judiciary, hey, ZRP, hey, this and that. No, it's your fault. They should accept that they are disorganized, they can't marshal votes, they never went to look for those votes. They gave every excuse to say we are campaigning in the midnight when it is not true, they were not campaigning. I come from Mundoro where I'm becoming a senator. The MTCCC tried to organize a rally at Mbaira last week. There were 400 people. They did a truck moving around, a 30-ton truck, trying to carry people to their rally. There were only two people in that 30-ton truck. This is not only about lack of support, it shows that you do not have the organizational roots which could make you possibly a winning party, let alone a governing party.
And for those just joining us, this is Live Talk, the Women's Roundtable, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. We are discussing preparations for the general elections expected Wednesday next week. To discuss our topic in depth, and before we go to our guests, let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
And now to discuss our topic in depth, we are joined by our first guest, Dunyiswa Ngwenya, an aspiring councillor for Bulawayo's Ward 24. Yes, we welcome you to the show. Yebo, uyasizwa, Nkosikazi Dunyiswa.
Hello.
Yebo.
Hello.
Hello, siyawamukela kuhlelo lwethu le Studio 7 Live Talk.
Okay, thank you.
Yabo ke sizaqalisa ngolimi lwesindebele, ungasitshela nje ukuthi umkhankaso uqhubeka njani khona ngapho, konke kuhamba kuhle yini, njalo kulokuthula ngoba siyezwa abanye besithi hayi kungani kulodlakela lokwethuselwa.
Umkhankaso uyahamba koBulawayo lapho engikhona, hayi bengiyakezwa udlakela. Okukhona nje ukuthi kulezi ndawo ungabe kuyadajulwa khona ama-posters abanye, kodwa nakho kakusikho okuningi kangako okungathi kungabangisa umsindo. Uyenzakala nje ngoba lapho kukhona umuntu kukhona ukuphambaniseka esikhathini esiningi.
Yebo ke. Ye, lanxa kunjalo ungathi lokho kwenzakala kuliphi ibandla? Ungabe kwalakho ibandla kuyenzakala kumbe kwenzakala kwabe CCC kumbe kwabe ZANU PF, yikwini okubonayo?
Engikubonayo ukuthi kwenzakala kuwo wonke amabandla. Njalo kwesinye isikhathi singathi kwenziwa ngabantu ababesapota ibandla elithile, kube kanti kwenziwa ngabantwana mhlawumbe abancane.
Dunyiswa Ngwenya.
Hello.
Yebo ke.
Hello.
Ye hayi, siyakuzwa, ungaqhubeka. Singaxoxa njalo ngolimi lwesiNgisi.
Yebo.
Yebo ke. What can you say about the preparations for the elections? What's going on so far? And what about the reports we hear of intimidation and violence here and there and tearing of posters? If you can give us a clear picture.
Yes, preparations are going on, not exactly well, but there's not much which we can say, we can talk much about it. I haven't heard of any violence in our area. I haven't heard of much of the tearing of papers. Of course, it is there, but it's minimal. We might say the supporters of this part or that part, but all the papers are being torn, teared. So maybe they are young children, maybe there are some supporters, I don't know.
Yes, before we go to our next guest, Sihle Muzinda, Ms. Ngwenya Dunyiswa, can you tell us Whether you think this tearing of posters is happening to particular parties or is found in most all political parties, including independents and others, other than CCC?
I've seen posters for independent candidates being torn. I've seen some in a party and some in CCC, some in ZANU-PF. So I cannot say particularly this party. So I cannot say.
Thank you very much for your observations. Yeboke sizathanda, we now welcome our second guest, Sihle Muzenda of Freedom Alliance. Yes, siyakwamukela kuhlelo. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo, Nkosikazi Muzenda.
Yes, sanibonani.
Yeboke sesikuzwa kuhle kathesi. Ungasichasisela nje ukuthi uncedisa ukuliphi ibandla njalo umkhankaso wakho uqhubeka njani sikhuluma kunje.
Angizwa mama.
Yeah, ungasichasisela ukuthi umkhankaso wakho okhetho uqhubeka njani njalo kuhamba njani khona ngapho kulezi hlakalo zodlakela yini kumbe hayi ukhankasa kuhle.
Mina ibizo lami nguSihle Muzenda, ngokuzalwa nguSihle Nyathi. Muzenda isongo somthado, siyakhankasa lapha koBulawayo eZimbabwe. Mina ngu-MP weMpophoma Mzilikazi constituency. Siyaqhubeka ngapha phakathi kwama-MPs ayi-8. Yini umama kuphela engisukumileyo.
Ye, ngezinye indlela uncintisana labo baba kuphela.
Ye, kulabo baba kuphela mina ngowes-8 umuntu wesifazane.
Yebo ke, kodwa singathi umkhankaso wakho uqhubeka njani? Konke kuhamba kuhle yini? Ngoba sezwa amanye amabandla sithi badatshulelwa amaphetshana ngabo okukhankasa la okuthiwa ngama-posters. Okwakho kuhamba kuhle yini?
Yeah, ama-posters wona ngokwawo hayi akhona ukudatshulwa uvuke uthole esedatshuliwe. Hayi siyakhankasa impela kodwa khona lokhu ukuthi kuba la ma-challenges especially ebantu emaphathini analawa amancane amanye sifeyisa izinto ezinjengama-finances. Kuthole kuwukuthi hhayi izinto zakhona zifika ziba ngathi ziba nzimanyana ngenxa yama-finances.
Yebo ke, singakhuluma yini la ngolimi lesiNgisi? Ukhululekile ngalo kumbe singaqhubeka ngesiNdebele?
Hayi, kusilungile senisiNdebele ngoba even i-constituency yami vele ngibakhuluma isiNdebele.
Yebo ke, kulungile. Uthini ngamabandla oncintisana lawo weZANU-PF labo CCC aziwa ngokuthi alosekelo olukhulu? Ubona ingani ungawancinta lapha njalo usokuyini okutholayo emphakathini?
Hayi, akukhona wona ngempela ngenxa yokuthi yiwo abambileyo amakhulu abantu abawaziyo. Kodwa-ke into engiyinanzelelayo ukuthi abantu kathesi sebezwisisa ukuthi kumele bevotele umuntu, hhayi khona iphathi. Nginanzelela ukuthi abantu sebedisappointekile kakhulu ngendaba zamaphathi ezinye abaningi baze izithembiso azigcwaliswa. Abantu abaningi bayakhala ngezithembiso ukuthi umuntu uyahlala fawuthiyezi abamboni. Konke lokhu kuyabe kuphuma abantu bephuma emaphathini anala amakhulu. So nginanzelela ukuthi abantu sebenanzelela ukuthi kungcono bevotele umuntu abambonayo kanokuthi bethi bavotele iphathi ngoba yiphathi enkulu. Ngoba akuna abantu bakhona bathenduke ebantwini bababona kuphela kathesi ngesikhathi somkhankaso.
Yebo ke, kuyezwakala uhlala khonapho ecingweni ungabeki phansi ucingo lapho sizaphenduka njalo. That was an aspiring Mpophoma Mzilikazi member of parliament, Sihle Muzenda of Freedom Alliance. She is the only female contestant in that constituency with 8 other candidates, with 7 other candidates. She is the 8th and only woman who's contesting in the constituency. She's saying the campaigns are going well, and when we asked if her party, the Freedom Alliance, is well known, how is the constituency welcoming her? She says people now know that they have to vote for a person who can deliver, not just a political party, as some people usually argue that ZANU-PF or the CCC has more support. Yes, that was Sihle Muzenda. She's also a reverend. We'll go back to her later. Now, coming back to you, Dunyiso Angwenya of ZAPU. Yes, can you also... Yes, niyabuzwa lapho ukuthi ukhona ecingweni ungasichasisela njalo ukuthi umphakathi ukwamukela njani sikhuluma kunje.
Umphakathi udivided. Abanye bakhangelela ukuthi independent candidate ingcono, abanye njalo batho ukuthi independent candidate ayinandlela yokuthi ikhuzeke nxa isekoneni ngoba kakulawa uhlangana bekhuzwana labanye abantu. Abanye njalo bakhangela ukuthi amaphathi la akhona khathesa akuthiwa yiwo amaphathi amakhulu awazanga lutho, awancedanga lutho ebantwini iminyaka le akade bekhona imihlanu. Yibo akade bebambe izikhundla kodwa-ke abakulanto esebantwini ebambekayo elusizo yibo. Akho-ke khathesi bakhangelela ukuthi bakhethe lowo muntu ababona besebenzana naye kuhle. Ngakho ngokusebenza labantu ngibongani hhayi siyamabela bayamukela kakuhle.
Yes, so in other words, you agree with what our other guest, Sihle Muzenda, said about the how people are welcoming the other political parties that are not ZANU-PF or CCC.
Yes.
Yes, and your reasons? Yes.
The reason is the delivery, service delivery to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Most people take the electorate for granted as if they are blind, yet people can realize or can they really see what is happening, which they like and which they don't like. And those people, most of them, don't even come for feedback to the people, tell them what they have done or what they are doing or what they are talking about in parliament or in the council chambers. So that disappoints the electorate.
All right. Thank you so much. Do stay on the line. We understand we have a guest from South Africa. Yebo ke siyakwamukela kuhlelo ngubani sila ecingweni.
Khulani Khumalo la ecingweni laba mama.
Yebo ke linjani mnumzana Khumalo ungaphikwe lizwe njalo ekhaya uvela ngapi?
South Africa ekhanzela eGwanda esibhula ngaphansi kwenduna uKhulumani Mathema kwamanyame lapha kwelanithi.
Yebo ke ungathini ngokhetho lolu oluzayo usinike nje umbono wakho.
Hayi mina ngokhetho lolu olukhona vele andiboni luzosize kakhulu kakhulukazi thina intsha ngoba vele awunamuhle ilizwe lathathwa, awunanguquko esiyibonayo, awunashintsha, awunamsebenzi. Manje vele sekuyefana nje ngoba siphethwe isandla sensimbi nje, vele amboni lutho nje oluzosiza ikakhulukazi njeni.
Ngezinye indlela uthi kungenzakala ukuthi lilaluke khona ngapho kwele South Africa kungasabuyi ekhaya ngoba kungathembisi.
Hayi vele ithemba lona kalikho nje, sesiphila nje wokuthi nje ngoba siyaphila sisebenze sibheke amakhaya ethu, kodwa nje ukuthi singazibona sisebenze kwele Zimbabwe sithembele khona, hayi vele iphupho lithabalele kudala. Mboni silwa lotshintshwe mina eminyakeni ezayo nje elandela ngemva kokhethwe.
Yebo, kokugcina abanye bebethemba phela ukuthi labo abasemazweni kakhulu kwele South Africa beZimbabwe abaningi bengabuyela ekhaya bayevota ukwenzela ukuthi phela amanani abe maningi. Uthini ngalokho?
Yebo, ukuvota vele khona kubalulekile ngoba kulilungelo lanoma ngubani ofanele ukuvota, kodwa emveni kokukhetho Ngiyambona ukuthi mina iqembu libusayo leli lisiphethe singasensimbi ukuthi lingavuma ukuthi liphume embusweni ngoba kwenzeka phela kusese nomnumzane uthiwa ngirayi wahamba wachaya kwaba nodlamelo olukhulu kakhulu. Manje yini ezoshintsha kumloko ngoba vele eyi kunzima kakhulu lokhu esikubona lapho.
Yebo ke siyabonga kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe mnumzana Khumalo. Yes, that was Khululani Khumalo. He's in South Africa. He's saying he doesn't have much hopes that things will change after the elections. And when we ask him that, well, what about those who are in South Africa, you know, thousands, if not millions of Zimbabweans who are not going back home to vote, he's saying they still believe that even if people vote, the outcome will still favor the ruling party. That's his opinion there. And he's saying there's no hope for them, the youths. And we understand we have another caller. Yebo ke siyakwamukela ecingweni. Ye ngabe ngikhuluma lo Sibongiseni Moyo yini? Yebo ucingo lwakho aluzwakali, kodwa nje ungasitshela ukuthi umbono wakho usinike umbono wakho ngokhetho oluzayo. Hayi. Ehhe. Yebo ubona kuyo sala nkomona. Hi, ucingo luyala. The line is bad. Our listeners will not hear what she has to say. And so we'll go back to our guest, Sihle Muzenda. Siyezwa njalo ukuthi ungumfundisi ungathi kuyakuncedisa yini lokho ekukhankaseni kumbe ugcina usitshumayela kakhulu ungasakhuluma kuni. Yebo ke ungakhuluma Nkosikazi Mzenda. Uyangizwa? Yebo, ukhona unkosikazi Sihle Muzenda efonini owe Freedom Alliance.
Hello, hello,
Yebo ke bengisithi kulula yini ukukhankasa njengomfundisi kumbe hayi ugcina usuchumayela kakhulu. Bakuthanda lokho abantu.
Yebo. Angichumayeli kakhulu ngakho ngikhuluma izinto ezihlukuluza abantu sidiscussa. Hayi ukuchumayela.
Yekuhle phela.
Kukhuluma khona kakhulu ngoba mina vele ngijayele khona ukuchumayela. So ngabe sengikhuluma imizeleyo lokhu ngikwenza sila ngathi nje yiminisi yami. Kodwa ngabe sesikhuluma izindaba lezi ezi-affecta abantu.
Yebo ke sesisalelwe ngumzuzu owodwa sizawunika ke unkosikazi Dunyiso Angwenya weZaphu njalo silusize ukuthi asisatholanga omunye umhlonishwa wethu weZanu unkosazana Thathenda Anastasia Matevera yena ke umbela iChikomba West edalele ePhalamende njalo uncintisa kusenesisikhundla futhi nje wena ungumgcini sihlalo we Young Women for Economic Development besithemba ukuthi la uzasitshela ngebandla lakhe kodwa hayi akusenani sizaqhubeka kodwa sokusele nje 30 seconds Nkosikazi Ngwenya ukuthi usinike lakho lokugcina.
Hello.
Yeah, ungasinike lakho lokugcina ngemzuzwanyana nje emncane.
Iqhinga.
Usinike ilizwi lakho lokugcina. Yeah.
Oh, hayi nje ngibona ukuthi abasukhankase kungomama nanxathi lobunzima obuningi kodwa kuqhakatheki pho mama sibambaneni sibone ukuthi siyalisana lo sokuluzwa ukukhona phakathi imizamo yethu izamzwakala kokunanga.
Yeah, bezwakala ngiyaxolisa ukuthi sesikubamba umlomo lapha. That was Dunyiso Angwenya of Zaphu. She is contesting for Bulawayo's Ward 24. And we also heard from Sihle Muzenda of Freedom Alliance, who's contesting for the parliamentary seat of Mpopoma Mzilikazi constituency. Siyaxolisa ukuthi simjumile. We also thank our listeners, Bongiseni and Khulani. Oliver Lelisayo, yimi, usithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona apha eWashington, D.C.